Good morning. It is 8:24. This is the Westside Morning Report. I'm Dave Bourne. More news, traffic, and weather coming up at the bottom of the hour. But right now, let's talk a little financial news with Bill Roller at BR Capital. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, David. Things are cool and calm here in Vancouver, just like they are in the market. So that's probably a good thing.
Way to describe it, that's for sure. Lots of things going on worldwide. Let's take a real quick look at that. What's happening with that, with the EU and Britain trying to get out of that and all that good stuff?
Well, of course, Brexit is the big issue that's been overhanging the markets now for about 3 weeks. As everybody knows, the Britons surprised everybody, and they elected to leave the EU. Exactly how that's going to happen, though, nobody really knows. British government has said, hey, we're not even going to think about it until December. Of course, their leadership is changing in both parties. It's kind of like what happens when the dog catches the car, I guess you could say.
Yeah, could be dangerous for sure.
Well, from what I saw, really, it's having a much larger impact on the smaller economies of Europe than it is on Britain. The day after the vote, Britain was down like 4% in their stock market, which is, you know, basically a bad day. But Italy and Greece, they're off 13%. So
yeah.
It's having a much larger impact on the rest of the EU than on Britain. And certainly the nightmare scenario, at least for the EU standpoint, is that just breaks apart and kind of goes back to old Europe.
And it could be interesting to follow for the next at least a year. It's going to affect everyone's bottom line, so to speak.
Oh, it's going to be a 10-year process.
And wow,
certainly the impact of Russia there on the east, looking west, is going to be a big deal. But the good news is we've certainly benefited. We're seeing interest rates on mortgages drop to almost near historic lows. I mean, they're just about there. 30-year fixed average this week is to 3.41. So it's getting down there.
Wow, Wow, I'm going to have to look at refining.
Well, everybody should look at it. A lot of people kind of forget what they paid for it or what they have. Most people focus more on payment than on rate, but they should certainly take a look at whether they can get a better deal out there these days.
I think I forgot how long our mortgage is, actually.
Yeah, most people do. I mean, once it's just kind of like getting married, you forget your anniversary after a while.
And then you're in the doghouse for sure.
Exactly. When you forget that, same thing with a mortgage. Don't forget what your rate and terms are, and if there's a better deal to be had out there.
How often should you refresh that?
Well, I mean, the rule of thumb is you want to at least have a point better on rate. And any kind of mortgage, you should think about a 5-year payback. That because of the fees and the APR, you're not going to recover what you're paying on a new mortgage for at least 5 years. But and if you can get that, you know, it's certainly a good deal for you.
So say I lock in a 30-year fixed 3% right now. That's a great deal.
Yeah, 3.41. You know,
still a great deal.
That's a great deal.
Yeah, I would stick with that. I wouldn't even think about refreshing that down the road because you could pay it off faster, right?
That's correct. Yeah, just keep paying it. Or, you know, it's certainly another option for people in this environment. You know, if you're not getting much money on your bank savings, but apply it towards your mortgage. You know, if you're only getting 10 basis points, you know, 0.1% on your savings, but you're paying, you know, 3 or 3.5% on a mortgage, that's an interest. Think of that as a 3.5% bond with no risk.
There you go. He's Bill Roller at BR Capital. It's 8:28. This is the Westside Morning Report.